on Sports Radio 610. John and Lance here with you, and it's that time of the show. Where we bring in Coach Slocum Automobile, sponsored by Gordon Richardson and Associates. Coach, welcome to the show.
Howdy, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. How was your little week off? What'd you do?
Well, it was a great week. It's probably the best off week in the history of college football. We had a good time. We sent some guys to Vegas and laid some money on, unfortunately, the Tar Heels. But we had a big time out there. Also spent some time. I've been talking to Miss Cleo and Dionne Warwick and Sherry McLean about what to do with this quarterback situation. So I've got some insight from the stars, and I think it's going to help out come Saturday.
So you're choosing your Miss Cleo's choosing your quarterback.
She's a big football fan. Miss Cleo, she's well connected with the Aggie program, and she had some great insight, and I think she may have showed me the way.
Well,
are you gonna let us know what the deal is or what?
No, I think when it comes down to it, we got a lot of options, but what'll probably happen is what happens most of the time when we make decisions there. We're probably just gonna do rock, scissors, paper.
For the quarterback?
A big decision like that, you don't want to leave it to chance.
That's right. We'll get those guys out there, and they'll each one. They'll farkle for it.
Right. Rock, paper, scissors is going to decide the quarterback situation there, Coach?
That's right. And hopefully, Miss Cleo may have tipped Reggie off, so we'll see which one he comes up with.
Oh, so Miss Cleo may have told Reggie which one will win, and so Reggie's got the edge.
She's a big fan of Reggie the Truth McNeil, let me tell you.
So let me ask you this. With a week off, like Texas, how much did your offensive line improve, Coach?
Well, I think it'll just be leaps and bounds. I think if we can get that up to 2 yards a carry this week, we may push past the 50, and that'll give our field goal kicker a chance to win the game for us there in the end.
So that's what you're kind of hoping for here. This is going to be a tough game. What do you know about Virginia Tech and the Hokies?
Well, as usual, they got a good team. They got guys. They got Antonio Freeman out there on the outside. They got a pass rusher named Bruce Smith. I don't know if y'all heard of him. He's a terror. And everybody wants to talk about Michael Vick, but I tell you, that Drunken Miller quarterback, that guy's good. Now, he's got a mullet, and some people make fun of him, but he can come out there and he can sling the ball around. And I think he's going to turn into a big pro prospect down the road.
And he's a good guy, too.
Oh, he is. He's a great guy. He's nice to women. He's got his drinking under control. He's a good all-around kid, and it's somebody that Frank Beamer and that program can be really proud of.
Well, good. So, see, you got a pretty good scouting report.
He's going to be a pro prospect there? Coach, you think he's going to be a good one?
Well, apparently Bill Walsh is real high on the guy, and anything that Bill Walsh touches turns into gold.
So that's all you need to know about that.
That's right.
Coach, you losing control over there in Aggieland? We read a story here this week that one of your linebackers, what is his name, Brian Gamble, that he says he won't shave, that he's not going to or cut his hair, or shave, or I guess he's letting himself get a little out of control, and so the Aggie defense gives up 300 yards, and you told him, hey, maybe he needs to stand a little closer to the razor, not so close to microphones, so he didn't do any interviews this week. I mean, Coach, long-haired hippie types on your team? I really didn't expect that.
Well, it's embarrassing. I was disappointed in the whole deal. He came out there, he's looking like Sasquatch or Chaka, and he wants to talk to the media. I said, I don't care if you don't shower. If you don't want it, if you want to smell like ass, that's fine. But you're not going to come out here with a fuzzy face trying to talk to the media.
And so you tried to shut that down. But what happened? But, Coach, he ended up talking to him over the phone, though.
Well, that's right. From a distance, it's bearable. But,
Okay, so that's the difference.
He's trimmed it up a little bit this week, so he doesn't look as bad. He kind of looks like a poor man's magician right now.
He's going to stick out like a sore thumb up there in College Station, with all the crew cuts and all the
clean-shaven guys.
Yeah, that's right. We like him high and tight up there in College Station.
Right, right. But this kid doesn't really fit into that.
No, but, he may grow his hair a little bit longer and dreadlock not only his head but his beard also. So he may have some cornrows in his beard next week.
We'll see what he does.
Well, hopefully the Aggies defense doesn't give up 300 yards. Hopefully he grows his beard all year, huh, Coach?
Well, it may be hanging down to the floor by the time we meet Baylor. But, you know, once that game comes around, I'm pretty sure he's going to be shaving after they get done with us.
After that Baylor game. Coach, this week, so many people have been talking about the home field advantage. You got the T-shirts out. Come early. Be loud. Stay late.
Are you making anything like that, Coach?
Well, no. Our guys, we don't need directions up there at Aggieland. You know, the T-shirt I saw this week, apparently the fans are on me a little bit, and it says on the front, it says, "Let him play." I really don't know what they're talking about.
I think that's Reggie McNeil, Coach.
Okay. Well, see, that. Yeah, I never understand exactly what those kids are trying to tell me out there. They're chanting something in the stands, and they got all that hullabaloo going on over there. I just got my headset tuned in there, the NASCAR, and I'm just trying to do my job.
You listen to NASCAR during the game,
Coach?
Well, the Busch races are Saturday. So I think you get a good feel of what's going on Saturday for the big races on Sunday.
Okay. All right. So if you don't understand when they're saying, Reggie, you don't get it.
Well, I hadn't until then. I appreciate that, John.
Yeah, now you know what's going on.
All right. So Virginia Tech, this is a tough football team, Coach. This is a big week for the Aggies to, show to the nation that they belong with the big boys.
Well, it is. They're coming in. You know, Virginia Tech, they wear maroon and orange. So it's kind of a strange situation. It looks like a uniform that Ray Charles picked out or something. You know, and in the state of Texas, that kind of draws the ire of both sides. So, but we will know who we're facing out there, and we're looking forward to it.
Speaking of the orange, by the way.
Maroon and orange.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make any sense. Speaking of the orange, did you see the Longhorns on your bye week? They played North Carolina. Chris Sims looked pretty good.
He did. I'm really proud of Chris Sims this past week, and at the Mac Bowl out there in Carolina, he did a fine job. The problem is in the Heisman race, at this point, I don't know if anybody can catch Cliff Kingsbury. I think he's established himself. He throws the best 3-yard pass in America.
So, right.
I mean, Cliff's got the 2-yard, 3-yard passes down, and I don't know at this point if anybody, the kid up at Michigan State or Chris Sims, can catch him at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, may not be able to.
Well, that Cliff's a hell of a quarterback, Coach.
Well, he is. He's scary good, John. He's really good.
Well, Coach, good luck this week. We are looking forward to this is going to be a slobber knocker, isn't it? Going to old-fashioned football, isn't it?
Well, it is. We expect a lot of points on the board. Both teams should get up in the 40-point range, and we should come out on top. I'm going to say 49-3.
49-3.
Well,
I thought both teams were going to be up there.
Well, we're going to. That's just my prediction. That's what Miss Cleo told me.
Okay.
So lay the points, or get the points in this case, and take the over.
Yeah, can you believe you're a dog in this game at home, Coach? That's disrespectful, isn't it?
Well, it is, I think, to our fans out there, you know. But the Virginia Tech fans have already started rolling in, and the corncob pipe sales are up in College Station, so it ought to be a good one.
That's going to be a good one. Old-fashioned barn burner, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you all next week.
We'll see you, Coach.
Gig 'em, Coach.